Afternoon or whatever, people. Here we are.
Buddy Group 21.
On day 7 of the Shitbox Rally.
It's going to come through you.
Going from Kimber in South Australia to Adelaide. We were going to go down a little bit of dirt road, about 60 or so k's, but unfortunately that road was closed due to washouts or something. So we now have done the very cruisy trip from Kimber. We've just gone through Port Augusta, got some fuel with the people, and now cruising on down to somewhere, to a pub where we're going to have lunch. We just had lunch on the way that they prepared for us, so we're at that first, so in case we got hungry before lunch, which is good. So we did that. So yesterday, pretty uneventful day actually.
Naked swim.
Oh yeah, there was a naked swim incident. That was pretty exciting. It was exciting for me, but it was funny. One of the boys, we found a lake. It was a freshwater lake actually, and said, "Oh, that looks great. We'll go and have a swim in there." So we stopped off, and a couple of boys proceeded down. One of the boys decided, "Well, there's no one around. Why do I bother, swimming, getting my jocks wet or whatever?" So he's gone in naked, really, and turned around, and there's the Shitbox Rally photographer with a long angle lens standing up, sort of 200 metres away. And another buddy group appeared because they saw us stopped, obviously. Just for more excitement, there's a train going past now on the way up to Port Augusta, I'm sure. So, yeah, okay. So that was pretty funny. Then he also had the drone out as well. So there might be some interesting photos on the Shitbox Rally website, or otherwise, we've got some that are pretty funny on our, will be on our Facebook on this, on Team Trucks or SBR if we can get them. Pretty much it. One of the boys blew a tire.
Had to lift the car to jack.
The heat is on, blew a tire, and having trouble with the jack wouldn't hold in the sand. In fact, the car actually fell off the jack. Luckily, there's no one anywhere near it to hurt himself, so that was good. So the upshot of that was that all the boys, well, not all the boys, I wasn't, but I was just taking pictures because I'm the phone person, all lifted the car up, off came the wheel, on came the new wheel, a couple of bolts on there, a couple of nuts, beauty, and back she went on the road again. So it was all good. Yeah, we just passed another buddy group. Just stop by the side of the road there. What?
Broke the axle.
Stand by, someone's got a broken axle. Wait a sec, we'll come back to you shortly. Don't panic. Radio, we're back to resuming normal transmission. The buddy group sound like they may have broken an axle on one of the cars. Lucky they're on the bitumen, and there's plenty of support guys with plenty of trailers to come and help them out. Speaking of support guys, last night in triage, only a couple of cars with a couple of minor issues, so they didn't actually find out what they were. But the biggest issue they've had this whole trip is that the car trailers that they tow, the support guys tow behind, having trouble with wheel bearings and axles braking and all sorts of weird, wonderful things. So that's been their biggest drama. A number one Shitbox Rally support car actually died yesterday. Sound like it had a gearbox issue, but then I think it's actually back up and running today, so it wasn't that big a problem. What else has happened? Boys, last night, last night, wow. Certain team won the talent contest. It happened to be Buddy Group 21, which you won't actually know, but Buddy Group 21 happens to be us. So, yeah, we were very excited about winning the Talent Quest. Luckily, we had some good singers in our little thingo, and so we had the Irish boys who can actually sing, and the rest of us were sort of, you know, faked it. But we did sing. Our writers of the particular song have, I think they tend to get royalties for the probably next, I'd say, 10 years at least. Yeah. Now, the tune's not theirs, but their words are, so, you know, that's worth a bit. Yeah, so they're very...
traffic coming through inches at the doctor and Murphy's Law.
Consequently, we were the first group out today, so that means we'll be probably without any hassles the first into Adelaide. As I said, we're going to the pub, but we'll stop at the pub for lunch, and that'll be for a good hour because we can't get into Adelaide until 4 o'clock their time. So that's what we'll do. Aside from that, I'll get past you. Oh, now we've got Ben in the car today as well. We're taking him into Adelaide because, as you've heard on previous things, his brother's car did the clutch in Coyunya, wherever the hell it was. And, yeah, couldn't be rescued. It made some wonderful sounds in the morning, as we said. Anyway, here's Kev to tell you a bit of the story about how his night went. And, by the way, the... talent contest, I can't even say that because I must be getting tired. The talent contest was actually only the start of the night for those boys.
Hey, Dipper, did you tell them what we sang? Did you?
Da 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 da. You get the idea?
Yeah, that is correct. We sang Slice of Heaven. Inches and the Doctor wrote a bit of an adaptation to the Shitbox Rally theme, and it was quite brilliantly done, actually. It reminds me of young Don Wilson we used to work with, who was quite clever with that those little tasks, and he used to put together a few songs now. But the boys did a good job, and so literally they teed up the DJ. And we went very well. The whole place was rocking and they absolutely loved us. So as a result, we're first away, which is really neither here nor there. Cause,
no dust, though.
Yeah, because today we're not travelling on dust, so it's all clear sailing anyway. Just hopefully we can get these cars back to Adelaide and not break down. That would be great. But, yeah, we're going to pub. The Flinders, did you tell him that?
No.
We're going to the Flinders.
Flinders
pub at near Port Pirie. And then we're going to travel on from there, but Dipper's going to drive it in through the finish line. But we had a ball last night after the said contest win. We proceeded to carry on drinking like we have every other night for some stupid reason. And anyway, we ended up taking it over to the middle of the oval, and proceeded to wake everybody up because we had a little boom box going, and we were singing well out of key and having a good time till about 2 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, it's been an interesting night, and yeah, that's about all I'm going to say about that. We're all good and we're travelling well.
Now, Kev, you failed to mention that actually after the big win, and it was a big win. I mean, you know, like on a scale, like we like Australia's Got Talent, watch out, you know, that sort of win, you know, cool. The actual start of the drinking session was actually in the bar at the Kimber Footy Club. I should talk about that a bit later. The shots were lined up on the bar, and then after that, the out of control boys, including young Kevin over there, were even more out of control. Is that right, Kev?
I'm not going to say anything from now on. So I might incriminate myself. So I'm going to plead the fifth. Sorry about that.
No, you're taking the fifth, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, that's okay. Right, so I'm going to mention the Kimber Footy Club, or the Kimber, there's an area there, Netball Recreation, Club, yeah. Kimber Football and Netball Club, have their club rooms there. It's a fabulous oval.
Good food.
It's called the Corey Enright Oval, right? Yeah, Geelong player. Yeah, so obviously a boy from that town. And Kemper's a terrific town. It was just really, the people there were absolutely fabulous. The food there at night and this morning was something to behold for, what we've had. We've had some great stuff over the time, and the people have been very, worked really, really hard to give us the right stuff and all that. But Kemper's just
excellent.
Yeah, just up again. It was just fantastic. It's like this morning was pretty much like going to a hotel, brekkies, smorgasbord thing. They had everything. It was fantastic, unbelievably good, and the people there were fabulous. They were just lovely, really happy and happy to see us. Well, they may not have been happy to see the Irishman, but they're happy to see us. No, they were happy to see the Irishman. Irishmen are a hoot. So yeah, it was great. So. What else do I have to say about it? I don't know, really. We'll proceed on to Adelaide, and hopefully we'll get some of this stuff that we've talked about edited and out in some sort of daily order, because we've had very little internet. And when we have had internet, we haven't had time to be doing podcasts or sending them out. So unfortunately, that you're going to be a little bit late with what you're listening to. But you'll get the gist of how we went. And as I said, I might have a little bit of more to say a bit later on after we've been to the pub. That might loosen the tongue a bit, but and meanwhile, as I said before, thank you so much for all those people who've donated to us, and really happy with the outcome. I don't know how much this rally's made, but normally we have 250 cars in the rally. This time there's only 170, so obviously that's a fundraising wise a total that's going to be way short of what they had last time.
Did you tell them about the lead team and how much they raised, Dipper?
Oh yeah, the lead team, the Apollo 13
13.2.
Yeah, Apollo 13.2 raised some incredible amount of money.
Over $60,000 and still going.
Yeah, $60,000 and still going, which makes our we got over $10,000, which was sort of more or less double what I targeted for. Yeah, we were absolutely wrapped in that, but to get that much money is just unbelievably good. So, they're good guys with that too. They were the space people the whole time. So yeah, they were really good, really good. And everybody else in the it was a little bit more to this actually. Speaking of buddy groups and stuff, which you may not understand how buddy groups work, but in this rally there's 170 cars, and the cars are split into six or seven cars in a buddy group that stay together the whole time. Now, today we've had two people from buddy group 24 join us. They're the only two remaining ones. They've had two cars pull out with COVID. One car pull out because he didn't like the way the rally was being run, which is a little bit strange to me, but people are people. Two other cars decided that rather than carry on with the rally today, they wanted to go to the footy in Adelaide, so that's what they did. But as far as the running of the rally is concerned, it's been fantastic, really. The places we go and the way they organise the people to come in and feed us and camp and all that sort of stuff is terrific. It's so difficult to do because with the floods and all that sort of stuff that was going on up in the northern area of New South Wales and South Australia. Had to do a lot of mucking around, changing roads, changing routes, and then printing out the maps, which are very, very detailed about where we're going, what we're doing, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, they just do a fabulous job. It's not them many people in the office, but man, they are hard workers, and they deserve all the praise they can get. Anyway, that's it. Okay, so we'll stop talking now. We'll go and have one cool drink at the pub, maybe, and then we're off. Okay, bye now. This is the final part of Team Truckers Shitbox Rally Spring 2021, which happened to end in 2022, podcasts. Final thing I'd like to say is a huge thank you to Kev Wilkin for stepping in as co-driver. And looking after me, being diabetic, I had a couple of low sugar episodes on the rally, and Kev stepped in and helped me out, which took over
Tim's role, pretty much, because Tim, my son, couldn't make it because of the WA border situation, so elected to bail out. And Kev very kindly stepped in to take over Tim's role. Nearly as crazy, in fact, probably was an occasion. So, yeah, thanks, Kev, for a great rally and being a great teammate. Thank you. That's it. Bye.